The Upper West Regional Office of the Lands Commission, in collaboration with the Ghana Airport Company Limited, is set to demolish more than 200 buildings that have been illegally constructed on land earmarked for the airstrip at Wa. The exercise is to pave the way for the beginning of commercial flights to the region. The Acting Regional Lands Officer Yawe Champon Amua made this known in an interview with correspondent William Oso Boateng.
We realize that there are so many encroachments of government land in the one municipality. So at this juncture, we decided that we have to take possession of all government land people have encroached. So that has necessitated this exercise. The whole area of the airport area, about 300 feet, which was acquired properly. If I say properly, I mean they are coming to that effect. Then they want to start commercial flight to the area. So out of the exercise, as we are working on all government land, I think it's also part of the land acquired by government, so that's incident for the exercise. It's not only this region, I want to go to other municipalities.
So please, can you speculate the number of houses affected and the total acreage they cover?
At the moment, I can't give you the exact number of houses or the acreage, but after exercise, we might know. Because as we mark, we count. After that, I'm going to do a survey of the encroached area. From there, I can give you the exact acreage, the number of houses.
So the landowners, how did they come by the land? Were they given us by the land commission?
Not at all. I personally have been here on two or three occasions telling them that these places have been acquired properly by the government. They should not acquire the land or they should not build. Now, if you buy any land from this, start building here, there's no way you can get a lease. So that means you are aware that the land is not for somebody or it's for the government, because when you want to get a lease, it's the same office you come to. And so far as that part of the land falls in the acquisition, there's no way they're going to get a lease. So,
and that was the Acting Regional Lands Officer for the Upper West Region, Yao Achamponamwa, talking to William Oso Boateng.